If you've got your Bible, I'd love you to join in and read with me, because I'm going to read quite a few verses from the book of Psalms, actually. All the joking aside, I'm really not going to be very long. If you're part of Harbour Church, you'll know that our teaching probably goes on for about, I don't know, 30 minutes. If it's me preaching, they'll say 40, 45. Sean Topman, thank you for your message this morning, telling me you're going to be shouting amen from your sofa, so I can hear you. I can hear you cheering. Thank you, Sean. But this morning won't be very long, but I really do have a message on my heart that I just want to share with us today. And then we're going to sing a really beautiful song that I've been singing a lot this week. It's a Hillsong song called Find Rest My Soul in God Alone. And it's just beautiful. And so that's kind of the message that I'm just going to share with us now for a few minutes. So if you've got your Bibles, why don't you turn to the book of Psalms? And I'm going to read a few verses from different Psalms. I love Psalms. If you're part of St Mary's community, if there happen to be any children from St Mary's watching this, you'll know that I call the Bible my treasure book. And when I come in and do assemblies, I talk about how this is a treasure book. It's full of gems that just speak into our life and really help us. Do you know, a lot of people see the Bible as an instruction book. Yes, there's instructions in it, but this is not an instruction book. This is a relationship book. Every word on this page just describes and invites us into a relationship with God, who is so alive and so real and so present right now, not only for me but for you as well. And so this book just invites us into a wonderful relationship. But one of the reasons I love the Psalms, I guess one, because when you open your Bible, it's right there in the middle. It's very easy to find. So you just open your Bible and there's the book of Psalms. The Psalms are quite short, so they're quite easy to read. So certainly as a child growing up in church and into my teen years, the Psalms were very easy. But I think as I've grown older in life, and like you watching, I've faced some challenges myself. The thing I love most about the Psalms is how real they are. It's pure honesty written on the pages of every Psalm. Some of the Psalms you'd almost read and think they're a bit depressing. Well, yeah, they are, because the psalmist that was writing them was walking through a really tough journey. And they were just writing their experience down. I guess it's a little bit like you might have a journal where you write down your thoughts. That's what the Psalms are. They're intimate thoughts that are going on in the psalmist's life. David, of course, wrote many of them, but others were written by different people. And so within them you find such reality, the description of struggle and challenge and trial. But within every psalm, there is always hope. Every psalm, even the ones that seem to be the toughest ones, you know, probably Psalm 13 would be the one that feels the toughest, maybe the bleakest. And yet even that finishes with a message of, but my hope is in God. And as I read the Psalms, I relate to them because that's my story. Whatever's gone on, it always finishes with a but. Yet, this is what I believe. Allow me to read some to you. I've written them on a piece of paper so that I don't have to spend ages flicking through the pages. But let me start with this one, and this has been read so many times this week. Psalm 91, let me just read these verses to you. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. Psalm 84 is another favourite of mine. Listen to these words. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Now listen to these verses. I love this. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young at a place near your altar. What joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. Here's another one. Psalm 32, verse 7. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. Psalm 61, verse 3. O God, listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I cry to you for help. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the towering rock of safety, for you are my safe refuge. Let me live forever in your sanctuary, safe beneath the shelter of your wings. Aren't they just beautiful words that are being described here? God, you are my rock of safety. I'm going to read a couple more. I hope that's all right. I hope these are encouraging you this morning. Psalm 63, verse 7. Because you are my helper, I sing for joy in the shadow of your wings. I love that. It doesn't say, I sing for joy in the open space for everyone to see. There's a sense of being hidden here, in safety, in protection, in security, under the wings of God. I think we'll all know this one really well. Psalm 23 and verse 4. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. I said two more. You're all laughing now, going, yes, that's you, Sarah. Two more. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. And finally, this isn't a psalm, it's a proverb. Proverbs are right next to psalms in the Bible. And this is what it says in Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The godly run to it and are safe. Do you know, as I've been reading, somebody's just asked for Psalm 100. Okay, I'm going to find Psalm 100. This is a great psalm. I don't know who that is asking for Psalm 100. Michelle. Do you know, I wondered if it was Michelle. Michelle, good to hear from you, Michelle. Let's read this together. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. Oh, what comfort for us today. In all the uncertainty around us, he made you and you're his. I don't know about you, but this week I've had to remind myself again and again, I belong to God. I am his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, his unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Do you know, this week, as I've been reading these psalms, the verses that I've just read to you, I've been loving the imagery that we find in them, because the ones I've read speak of God being our protector, God being the person that we hide in, the one that we run to for safety. What beautiful imagery for us at this time. I love that in Psalm 84, that the poetry that's used here is that actually even the sparrow feels safe in your presence, near a place near your altar. But not just the sparrow, it says even the sparrow finds a place to raise her young. During this Mother's Day, I know this as a mum myself, I want to protect my kids. That's within our nature, within our heart. Do you know where that comes from? It comes from the heart of God. We want to protect one another. I love the way that Katie prayed a few minutes ago, that we would be a community within Folkestone that take care and look after the vulnerable, but all of us, each one of us, we all need protecting and looking after. Where does that come from? It comes from the heart of God. God says, I want to protect you, and we are safest when we're in his presence. You know, the whole story of the Bible from beginning to end, the story of God, is a beautiful, miraculous invitation into this safe place. A safe place that over the last few months I've come to call home. If you know me well, again, if you're part of our church, you'll have seen me wearing a t-shirt and a hoodie that has home written on it. In fact, Katie designed it for me, so that's another good thing that Katie did. And the reason I asked her to design me a t-shirt and a hoodie that said home on it is because I need daily reminding that I am safest when I'm at home with Jesus. I'm safest when I'm in his presence. That actually I can't put my trust in anything else. That is being proved big time right now. We can't put our trust in anything else, but we can put our trust and our hope and our security in Jesus Christ. And so for me, Jesus is my home. He's my safe place. He's my refuge. And he can be that for you as well. You can know the joy of being with him as your refuge. This is what it means to take refuge in God. It means that we can know the truth of who he is. We can know the truth of what he says about us. And we can know the reality and the power of his work within our lives. Paul, who wrote a lot of the New Testament, in fact, many of the letters that are in the New Testament were written by Paul. Paul said these words in Philippians. He said this, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. And then he went on to say, for I know the joy, or I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Here, Paul is describing an inner peace. He's describing the joy of knowing God and that whatever's going on around him, he's safe and secure in him, in here, because he knows God. God is his refuge. God is his strength. God is his tower that he runs to for safety. The thing that I find so challenging about Paul is that when I read the story of Paul, he was not exempt from troubles. In fact, quite the opposite. Somebody said to me just recently, would you want to walk through the struggles he went through? And I said, no. I mean, the Bible lists everything he went through. It was huge. It was huge. And yet, despite that, he was still able to say, I've learned the secret of being content. In other words, my contentment, my peace is not dictated by what's going on around me. It's dictated by what God says, who he is, who he says I am. And you can't take that away from me. Like Katie, I love many of the hymns because so many of them speak of a relationship with God that goes way beyond what's going on in their current world. The one that I think of straight away is the song that says, it is well with my soul, written in such extreme circumstances of loss and death and grief, and yet written from a heart of a man who knew God and said, whatever's going on around me, it's well with my soul because I trust in Jesus Christ. Wherever you're watching this today, whoever you're sitting with, whether you're on your own or you've got people around you, I want to tell you this, God is with you. In fact, I want to tell you this, even if you don't believe in him, he believes in you. He's so passionate about you. He loves you. The same Paul who said, I've learned the secret of being content in every situation because God is my strength, was the same Paul who wrote these words in the book of Romans. He said, nothing can separate us from God's love. Wow. And he begins to list, can trouble or calamity or hardship or danger or imprisonment, persecution. He lists all these things and he says nothing, absolutely nothing can separate us from God's love. So I want to encourage you today, wherever you are, however you're feeling, whatever you're going through, God is with you. He really is. I'm going to be honest with you and say that I'm having moments of fear too. I'm having moments where I look at my own family and I just think, God, I just want them to be protected. I want them to be safe. That's normal. Another hymn that I love says these words, well, our feeble frame he knows. Do you know, God knows the frailty of our flesh. He knows the struggles in our minds. He knows the emotions that we face. And he says, I'm going to love you within that. He doesn't berate us for it. He doesn't tell us to pull our socks up and sort ourselves out and get it all together. Come on, be strong. He doesn't do that. He enters into our chaos. He enters into our fears. He enters into our struggles. He enters into our tears. And he says, allow me to hold you. I'm drawing this to a close. It's what every preacher says, and you know you've got another 10 minutes, but I am drawing this to a close. I remember when my kids were young, especially, and you know that lovely age of 2, 3, maybe it goes on a bit longer than that, when they're having a full-on tantrum. And I don't know, some parents would say you've got to punish them for that. I kind of think the tantrum itself is their own punishment. They're already in enough turmoil. Anyway, I'm not here to give a Mother's Day talk on that. But I used to find with my children that they would be so worked up, so anxious about something, and their reactions were so extreme, it was beyond crazy. And so in my sensible head, I just want to say, pull yourself together, this is ridiculous. But actually, my mum heart just wants to hold them, just wants to calm them down. I can remember on many occasions just trying to hold them, and yet any parent will know in the room that they would often struggle at that moment, kick against you and say, I don't want you, get away from me. And you've almost just got to let them thrash it out on the floor until they've calmed down, and then they'll let you hold them. I wonder if right now some of us feel like that little toddler. Everything this week has been stripped away, hasn't it? And so I wonder if there's something inside of us that's just screaming right now. And that's coming from a place of fear. You know, God gets that. And my question to us all today is, will you allow God to hold you? Will you allow his arms that are bigger than I could ever describe just to grab you until you can't fight it anymore? Just to hold you steady? Will you allow him to do that? In Matthew 23, Jesus looks over Jerusalem and he says these words, "Oh, Jerusalem, I have longed to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks and just hold you tight." And I just imagine the emotion that Jesus felt as he just looked over this city that he loved, and he just said, "I've longed to hold you." And in these words of Jesus, we just see the heart of God. God is not distant. He is not standing aloof right now. He is not leaving us on our own. He is so close. The Bible says he's an ever-present help in time of trouble. He's here now. But in Matthew 23, Jesus said this, "I've longed to hold you, but you wouldn't let me." You can read it later. Look at it. Matthew 23, I think it's verse 27. "I longed to hold you, but you wouldn't let me." Will you allow God to hold you today? Will you allow him to just literally put his arms around you? You say, "Sarah, what does that feel like?" For me, it just feels like a deep breath that just says, "God, I need you." It looks like silence. It looks like, for me, it will be listening to some worship music, but actually you don't even need that. It's just a deep cry from your heart. "Father, Abba, Dad, I need you." And I'm going to pray right now, because I have faith to believe that God can come right into your home where you are, and he can be so present and so real. But I want to tell you this, I can't do it for you. I can't be God for you. Only you can reach out to God for yourself. I can pray for you, but only you, wherever you're sitting right now, can say, "God, I need you. God, I need you. Would you come and help me?" You might have never prayed a prayer like that before. Why don't you do it today? Maybe you've been one of those people that said, "Oh, I don't need this God stuff." You do. You do. I make no apology in saying that. You need Jesus. You needed him a month ago. You needed him a year ago. You just didn't know it. Maybe now you're seeing it more. You need Jesus. Jesus wants to come and be so present in your world. I'm going to pray a prayer that I've written. I don't normally write my prayers, but I've written this prayer. And then we're going to sing a song together, and we're going to finish by breaking bread. But would you join me in praying as I pray now? And I'm going to pray this prayer quite slowly. You might want to say the words with me. It's a prayer of invitation, asking God to come and help us right now. Join me in praying, why don't you? God, I come to you today in all my weakness, my fear, my insecurities, my doubt. I come as I am, trusting in your love, your grace, your comfort, your power at work to change and help me. Father, today, would you give us all the grace that we need in all the situations that we're facing and in all these uncertain times? We trust you for ourselves and for those we love. Amen. We're going to sing together this beautiful song, Find Rest My Soul in God Alone. And it fits well in the words I've just said. And as we come out of singing this song, I'm then going to lead us in breaking bread as we begin to draw this service to a close. But I want us to finish by focusing on the cross, because our strength is in Him. God bless you.